There's not a person in this room that doesn't have that story. Not one. You owe your salvation to somebody being obedient. You owe your salvation to somebody being obedient, somebody caring for you. I owe my salvation to a fellow named Ron Brown, not even in the ministry anymore. But he cared enough that day. I'm so glad he did. Because without, the message that we're talking about this morning is irrelevant without that person that cared for you. Think about that for a minute. It's irrelevant without the person that cared enough for you to tell you. There's no greater love than that. That person led you to eternity. Led you to the person that can get eternity for you. It's amazing how much the person that led me to Christ, how much I really could owe to that person. Glory to God, someone cared. This morning we're going to talk about, the title of the message is Look What I'm Trading. And I'm so excited today that there have been two people have passed away, and I'm not excited over them passing away, but I'm excited to where they passed to. And we're going to talk about that this morning. We're pretty excited about it. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to preach. I don't understand why you call the men that you do to be preachers, but I sure am glad that I'm one of them. I'm sure I'm glad that you called this broken and undone sinner to preach your perfect word. Lord, please be with me. Let me decrease to nothing today and let you increase to everything. Lord, be alive to these people today. Let them see that someone does care for them. Someone cares enough for them that they want them desperately to go to eternity in heaven instead of an eternity of hell. Lord, please help us today. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'll take your Bibles, please, and turn to Revelation chapter 21. While you're turning there, I'm going to tell you what in the last couple of weeks, and I've come to grips with this before, but I recall Dr. Jim DeLeschmidt. And I don't know if you remember him or not, but Dr. Jim DeLeschmidt was an evangelist that came to our church every year, sometimes twice a year. They called him the Great Encourager. He used to sing a song called Look What I'm Trading. And it basically said, look what I'm trading for a mansion. And I want to talk to you a little bit about that today because I came to grips with something in the last couple of funerals that I've attended. It's been a wonderful graduation party. And what you've got to understand is this, death has no hold on you if you're saved today. Death has no hold on you. And if you get to a point where you're saved, where you accept the Lord as your Savior, and it's so very simple, and I hope and pray that by the end of the message today, that if you are lost in here today, and that means that you're not saved, if you're lost today, that you accept Christ before the day is out. No man is promised tomorrow. No man is promised even the next moment. So you ought to do your dead level best to make sure that you're saved soon. Because hell is really real. Heaven is really real. During these two funerals, the one I got to sing that song, Look What I'm Trading for a Mansion. I couldn't help but think of Dr. Jim. He's in that mansion right now. The mansion that he sang about. Such a wonderful man. He knew humility. He knew where he had come from. Former president of the Hells Angels, Missouri chapter. Ornery, ornery man. He can tell you a lot of stories about how he was ornery, but I got to be honest with you, I think every one of us has stories of being ornery in this room. But he knew one very special thing, that there was going to be a day when he would get out of this place and he would go to that wonderful eternity that we have waiting for us, the ones that know the Lord as their Savior. There's people that you know of, loved ones, that knew the Lord as their Savior that are in heaven right now. And I know that if they could call out to you, they'd tell you that heaven is real. It's really, really real. We can preach about it, and I've often said, and I think this is what it's going to be for a lot of folks, and maybe even me, that when we get there, we're going to be surprised. Oh, we've preached it years and years and years. We've preached about this wonderful place called heaven, this perfect place that we're going to talk about this morning. We've preached about it, but glory to God, we're here. Woohoo! And as that heavenly real estate agent takes you on your journey to your place that's prepared for you, and there's no papers there to sign, no contracts have to be issued, amen, Brother Bob? No short sales have to be waited for, right, Brother Dave? No houses to be, no, you got one waiting for you, and here's what the greatest thing is. You don't even have to design it because the Almighty Designer has designed it for you. Amen. With everything you like. There'll be no snow around my mansion. Mm-mm. Wherever I walk in heaven, if there is somebody there that likes winter, I got to believe he's going to be somewhere else in heaven. Not going to be near me, or he's going to be going around with a snowblower right in front of me. I'm excited about heaven. But there's things that we will be trading. I want you to stand with me and read Revelation chapter 21 and verse 1. I'm just going to read one verse. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth, glory to God, were passed away, and there was no more sea. I'm so thankful that there's going to be a day when we find a new heaven and a new earth, and the former things will be passed away. Look what we're trading. Let's pray this morning. Brother Rod Black, lead us in prayer, please. Thank you. You may be seated. Turn to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. I have five things that we are going to be trading. I love the upside of Jesus Christ. We talk a lot about investments. And nobody's investing anything anymore, but we talk about investments. And you're always wanting to buy low and sell high, amen? You're always wanting to get in on the ground floor. I love the fact that Jesus Christ has no downside. And I love the fact that the upside is unmeasurable. The fact that we have a wonderful place waiting for us, this wonderful heaven, and the thing that we try so hard to cling to here. I hear a lot of folks say, I want to go to heaven. I'm excited about that, but I don't want to go on the next boat out. When you get there, you're going to wish you went on the next boat out. Yeah. Now, I understand, hey, nobody wants to die in here. But the reason that you ought not want to die is not for because you want to hold on to this world. The reason that you ought not want to die is because you want to tell somebody else about heaven. That's why you shouldn't want to die. You shouldn't want to die because your time ought not to expire before you tell somebody or that other person, that person you know, that person that you desire to be saved. You ought to be wanting to tell that person all about this heaven that is very, very real, all about this hell that is very, very real, all about this Savior that is very, very real, so one day they can look forward to trading this place for that place. I am very, very, very excited that we are going to be trading this old sin-cursed world for sinless perfection. Now, there's a lot entailed in this. I'm thankful that we're going to be turning our fleshly works to fabulous fruit. I'm thankful that we aren't going to live in a place anymore that is described by this. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 19, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, we may jump right to conclusion and say, well, glory to God, if you do those things and you're not going to inherit the kingdom of God, that means that if you were saved, that you did these, you're not going to go to heaven. Well, glory to God, that's not eternal security. That's not what that's saying. People jump to that right away, but that's not what that's saying. If you're saved, you're not going to try to live there. If you're saved, you're not going to be doing those things. If you're saved, you become a new creature. But I'm going to be glad that I don't live in a world anymore that has these things. I'm going to be glad I don't live in a world anymore that you turn on the news and you get to hear despair and doom and the economy's falling and the skies are coming in and glory to God, we've got a terrible president. Glory to God, we got all this. How in the world are we going to make it anymore? You know what? One day we're going to be in heaven and we're going to be trading this old world for that world. We are so much involved with what this world has to have. If you don't have the perfect car, then you're just not it. If you don't have this, you know what? They're not going to have cars in heaven. Amen. Why have them? We're going to be able to run so fast. And what? But to be honest with you, why run? Why run? I walk slow. My wife makes fun of me all the time. We're in the mall. Going to the mall is one level below going to the dentist for me. And it's like pulling teeth to get me to go. But I mosey. How many of you know how to mosey? Okay. I mosey. I take my time walking through the mall. Okay. Now my wife, she's a speed walker. She is somebody that you've got to have blockers for her to run through the line at the mall. You know, and here I am. I'm not losing weight on this shopping trip, honey. I'm just not. I don't want to be here. Have you ever thought about this in the mall? If you walk slow, you get thoughts in your head when you're in the mall. I would love someday to go into the mall with the most powerful electromagnet ever known to man. Could you imagine all the teenagers' faces that would be stuck to it? Can you imagine all the jewelry that would be ripped out of belly buttons all across the mall? A belly button isn't a place for jewelry. I hope you understand that. That's where lint goes. Not jewelry. I watched a kid the other day in the mall, and this is the craziest thing. And if you got children that do this, I feel so sorry for you. It's called gauging. I had to ask. Gauging. Yeah, so he was, ooh, it's bad. Gauging is nasty. They put these hoops in their ears and keep on growing the lobe outside, and your body, being fearfully and wonderfully made, is not willing to break the lobe. So it keeps growing around these hoops. I saw a guy walking in the mall. It was the size of probably bigger than a silver dollar. Huge thing. And you could see right through to his neck. I had to stop him. I said, young man, what do they call that? Because I got to be honest with you. You're walking by the pet store. There's dogs jumping up and down. I can't wait to jump through that hoop that you got. Little puppy's going. What do they call that? He says it's gauging. I couldn't help it. Was it gauging your intelligence or what's it gauging? You keep adding that stuff and it gets bigger and bigger. And I said, to do what? What? I mean, to do what? What is there an issue here? I mean, are we trying to do something? Well, it's just the way I live. I'm so thankful I'm trading this world for that. I'm so thankful I'm trading a world where people cannot wait to drive metal spikes through their head to live here. And that's what it is. It's craziness. I'm so thankful I'm trading this world for that world. If you think for 1 minute that there's going to be body piercings in heaven, there's been one body that's been pierced enough for eternity. Amen. Jesus Christ was pierced enough. We don't have to keep piercing ourselves. don't mind a girl having earrings. Don't misread me. I think it frames your faith. But you have 15 of them, you're going to set off alarms wherever you go. I'm so thankful I'm trading this world for that. I'm so thankful I'm trading hatred and strife for happiness and love. I'm so thankful I'm trading gossip for sweet talk. I'm so thankful I'm trading enemies for friends. And here's what's funny. You might have an enemy that's saved. You won't be enemies in heaven. Amen. The Lord has a sense of humor. You'll probably be next door neighbors. I'm so thankful that there won't be enemies in heaven. I'm so thankful that there'll be no sin there. Yep. See, everything that's bad revolves around that one little thing, that thing called sin. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. So many people say, well, if you have money, you're evil. No, the love of that money is the root of all evil. But to be real honest with you, even that is encapsulated in sin. Because if you have sin, that's where the love of money is going to come in. That's what sin does. Sin perverts and does things to your mind that changes your outlook on people. Changes the thought of somebody that cares for you to somebody that hates you. How many times has that happened? I mean, I don't want to have you raise your hand, but how many times do you know that you were trying to love somebody and tried to care for them, yet it turned out wrong and they became enemies? I'm so thankful that that's not going to be in heaven. I'm so thankful that I'm trading a world where we're so worried about global warming that we bank everything on it. I'm so thankful that I'm going to leave a world that worries more about political spin and making everybody happy than righteousness. When in the world did righteousness become wrong? No. When did it become wrong to be righteous? When did it become wrong to be a good kid? When did it become wrong to just keep and be a virgin until you're married? When did that become wrong? I'm going to step on a lot of toes this morning, but I got to be honest with you. We're trading this world for that. We're trading for a world that doesn't have any of those thoughts. We're trading for a world that doesn't have any of that corruption. I'm so thankful that the world's not going to have politicians. Oh, there might be saved people that are in the, but they're not going to be politicians when they get there. They're going to lose the lion when they get there. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful when I get to heaven that the sin will be no more. You won't even think a sinful thought. Can you imagine that? 15 minutes ago, I had a sinful thought. I know that you're better than that. I know that the people in this room right now, you realize that I'm on my first point at 11:25, and you're thinking this is going to take forever. That's a sinful thought. I'm so glad that that's going to be gone. I'm so thankful that the music I'm going to hear in heaven is not going to be what I hear here. Now, some of the music I'm going to hear in heaven is going to be what some of the stuff we have here. I really think it is. But I'm so thankful that you're going to have rock and roll in heaven. Amen. Oh, you, black, down, Brother Dave, come on, music's not that bad. It's hilarious, music's not that bad, but you can't give it up. Right. I was part of that, the big 80s hair bands. Yeah, we looked stupid. I used to have hair down the middle of my back. Yeah, and an earring in my ear. By the way, the earring was a Playboy bunny. Because I was. I was tough, right? And we used to listen to that garbage. And what's amazing is I had preachers. I was saved when this was happening. Can you believe that? My righteous soul is vexed. You can talk about, well, I got saved out of all that stuff. I didn't get saved out of all that stuff. I got saved and got into all that stuff. That does happen. And what's amazing is I got so wrapped up in that music, you don't think so. But that music will take control of your mind. Well, you don't think it does, but it does. Why? Because you haven't gotten rid of it yet. It's amazing how long it took me to get rid of all my tapes. I used to have 400 tapes of different rock and roll music. I'm talking bad rock and roll. I'm not even talking the stuff that is borderline in your minds, which I think it's all bad. But I'm talking about stuff that was on the whack level, that if you put it up on the screen and read the lyrics, you'd be like, whoa. It controlled me. I'm so thankful I'm leaving that world. I'm so thankful I'm leaving the world. It was 3 degrees last night. 3 degrees. Listen to this. 3 degrees. I'm not even talking about temperature for this. 3 degrees. And a fella had his window rolled down. cigarette in his fingers because he can't stand to be in the smoke? You're a smoker, dude. Can't stand to be in the smoke. Got his fingers outside. You're frozen. I don't care what you say. That cigarette does not provide warmth for you. Had his hand outside, music just jamming. His little hunk of junk truck had more in the stereo than it had in the tires. And that's it. And that guy's sitting there like this, trying to keep warm. My kids are in the back saying, "Can you hear that craziness?" I said, "Yeah." And I turned up our music. Great is thy faithfulness. Roll it down. Come, listen to this, stupid. I'm so thankful that I'm leaving this world. I'm so thankful I've got heaven waiting for me. Leaving a sin-cursed, Pokemon-filled world. Oh, you said Pokemon. And by the way, Pokemon is a long time ago anymore. These kids are on to something else. It went from Pokemon to Yu-Gi-Oh. You don't even have to know how to talk to like this stuff. What is it? Wow. This is my new set of cards. It's brand new words. And the kids walk around with these cards. Hey, let's have a war. What kind of a war? War. And they'll sit there. I'm going to cast a level 7 charm spell. And another kid plays a card. I'm going to block your charm spell with my inevitability card. Whatever happened to get out of jail free? Whatever happened to click, 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 trying to get the 6 to come up in trouble? Whatever happened to sorry? Where you send the person back to their base? No, we've got magical spell wars now. And kids can't even add and subtract. But they know Yu-Gi-Oh! I'm so thankful that I'm leaving this insanity. And I'm going to heaven someday. I'm so thankful that this old rotten sin of abortion will be no more when we get there. You know, I can't wait to meet the babies. You ever think about that? I can't wait to meet the baby. How merciful is Christ? How merciful is Jesus Christ to let babies go right to heaven? Make sure that they're taken care of because we're idiots. We're evil. To think that that's okay is evil. I dare you to go on the internet just one time and look for abortion photos. Look at what those babies look like when they come out. And let me tell you something. I know people that have had them. It's a scar for life. Never goes away. How many cancer fighters have we aborted? How many preachers have we aborted? How many people, by the way, I'm just going to let you have my heart today. If they tell you you need to get a test when you're with child to make sure your baby's going to come out healthy, don't you dare take a test like that. They'll scare you to death. The hospitals and doctors today want you to get rid of your children. Say what you want to say. Oh, brother, you're just preaching conspiracy now. We had that test done. They just did it to my wife. They just did it to her. And said, we checked her, try whatever it is, and that baby is going to come out with defects. What do you want to do? I said, you're the one that's defective, dude. I'm going to have my child. I'm going to have my child no matter what my child ends up being. Children are a blessing of the Lord. And yes, my children came out healthy, and I'm so thankful for that. But if they did not come out in the world's eyes healthy, I would thank God that God trusted me with that. If God provided you a child, why would we want to check to see how healthy it is? I'm just asking a question. Because God provided you with a child because it's you that can handle that child. What a blessing children are. I know I go on about my children being brats. But your kids are too. I have them in the school. They're brats. No, they're good for the most part. except for the Shell kids. But but no matter what child, and honestly, they're a blessing. That's why parents cry and weep over their children doing things they ought not do or saying things they ought not say. That's why we cry and weep over that, because we know that their children are a blessing. They're our kids. How in the world could we become so wicked where that meant nothing anymore? How could we become so wicked in a world today where abortion is okay? Where abortion, killing a child, has become a choice. But what's funny is if you kill a dog's puppies, you're going to jail, Jack. I'm not against animals. I'm not. I love that you have them. But I'm going to be honest with you. If you do anything to that dog, you're going to find yourself in jail. But if you do something to an unborn child, you are right with the world. I am so thankful that I'm trading this world for that one. I'm so thankful that I'm trading a world full of murderers, a world full of pedophiles, a world full of wife beaters. I ain't got nothing to say for you if you beat your wife. You got real issues, man. I'm so thankful I'm leaving a world like this for an eternity like that. Number two, not only are we leaving the sin-cursed world for sinless perfection, we're leaving the beauty of God's creation for the beauty of God's habitation. This world's pretty. You ever think about that for a minute? God did a really good job making this planet. Really good job. He did a good job. We watched the moon as we went home last night. I don't know if any of you saw that. But that moon was ridiculously bright. Almost like you could touch it. Heard a joke one time. What's closer, Florida or the moon? I can't see Florida. Must be the moon. That's supposed to be a joke. It really is not closer? Okay. Many of you are thinking, that's right, I can see the moon. I wonder if he's preaching truth to me. I thought that thing was like really far away. It really is far away. But how beautiful is it? How beautiful, how bright and white was it last night? How beautiful was, and I know it's winter, but how crisp is the air? How wonderful is it when the snow, and you're inside, the snow is blanketing the earth, and you're not out hunting and not seeing anything? I would say we're hunting deer, but really? How beautiful is the mountains? How beautiful is the sea and the lake? How beautiful is the seascape? How beautiful are the flowers that bloom here once every year? How beautiful is it? How wonderful is the green of the trees? How beautiful is the palm trees that are somewhere else? How beautiful is the beach? How wonderful is it that you live in a creation that God took time and said, I'm going to make a place where my people can be happy and it's beautiful and lovely. It's not our fault the world looks like this. It's God's creation that the world looks like. If you believe in evolution, I'm glad we're leaving this world and going to that one. Evolution's a joke. To think for 1 minute that you came from an ape. I know many of you think that I'm close, but I got to be honest with you. That is a real degrading remark to the apes. God made man. He made this beautiful world where they are finding and discovering things every day. We've been around for a while, and they're discovering things every day. I didn't know that fish existed. Every day something comes out. How beautiful this world is. How wonderful this world is. The fact that the Lord keeps the moon far enough away from us that it doesn't run into the planet. The fact that we're just far enough away from the sun that we're not cooking our biscuits, yet we're close enough where we feel the warmth. Oh, that's just by chance. I'm so thankful that Jupiter stays right where she is. Because if that planet ran into us, we wouldn't feel the running into. I'm so thankful that God gave us wonderful things to know and wonderful things to look at that have to do with this world. But can I read you something real quick? Wait. Wait for 1 minute while I talk about, just for a second, in Revelation. Oh, man. Verse 10 in Revelation 21. He carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious. How convenient that Alicia just got an engagement ring. That wonderful, most precious stone called a diamond is going to be drywall in heaven. Like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And on the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, on the west 3 gates. And on the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the lambs, of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. And the city lieth 4 square. It's going to be a big city, by the way. One side of that cube, from what I understand, is from Boston to Miami. Just as high, just as wide. That's a big cube, isn't it? I get to live in there somewhere. You may never find me. Ha! And the city lieth 4 square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs, and the length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof, and 140 and 4 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper. And the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. And the first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire. Does anybody recall what these are? Jasper, sapphire, the third a chalcedony, the fourth an emerald. Sounds like things you try to put on your rings. And you just get a little piece and pay like a lot for it. The Lord used that to build stuff. We are trading this world, and it's wonderful, for that. Are you going to tell me that we are going to weep for the saved person? Oh, and you should grieve. But glory to God, they are going to be in a world that this was great, but how much greater will that one be? Let not your heart be troubled. You believe God, and God believe also in me. In my Father's house are many sheds. In my house are many tents. In my Father's house are many shacks. In my Father's house are many mansions. Amen. Do we deserve them? No, but there they are. He's preparing a place for you that where he is, there you may be. Also, imagine the things. See, it strains my mind to realize that Christ is going to take out of my memory the sin that was here. The things that I did that were mistakes and wrong. The things that I hurt people over. The things that I did that just, man, I wish I could have had those back. Anybody ever had a moment like that? Yeah, I guess not. But I have moments like that. And I'm so thankful that when I get there, the Lord's going to take all. And I always often wonder, man, how is he going to do that? I mean, it's going to be so easy. I look at that person, oh, man, I did you wrong. I'm so sorry. But you know what? When you get there, how in awe are we going to be? We get our homes, and I love my house. And I think, man, I hate to leave this house, but I'm going to be honest with you. Can you imagine how great it's going to be in heaven? Can you imagine how great it's going to be trading this world for that? I hear people all the time, I just don't want to go yet. You wouldn't feel that way if you knew what was there. You wouldn't feel that way if you got to see it. We'd be selfish. We'd be so, yeah, I'm out of here. We'd be selfish. That's why I don't think the Lord really lets us know everything that's going on in heaven. I think we'd be selfish people. And as I said before, I really hope that the only reason that you would want to stay here is to win somebody else. Because everything else, really, what is it going to amount to? Let's say we have a $250,000 house. What's that going to amount to when you go to heaven? Let's say you make $1 million. What's that going to amount to in heaven? Let's say Rod and Debbie produce 1 million albums and become wealthy beyond their wildest dreams. Brother Rod can dream a lot. I don't know if that's possible. It's not going to matter anything here. Their music would certainly matter up there, I guarantee you that. I'm so thankful I'm trading this world for that. Does this world really have a hold on us? Is this place really that good? Well, you think about heaven, is it really? Look what I'm trading. I'm trading this world for that. I'm so excited about that. If you can't get excited about that, you got issues. I'm excited that the Lord is making a heaven for me. Number three, I'm so excited that aches and pains in getting older, I'm trading for shouting, praising, and streets that are golder. That was corny, wasn't it? Took me 20 minutes to come up with that. Older, 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 older. Ah, golder. 39 years old. I get to go in for knee surgery February 17th. Boy, am I excited about that. Preacher and I had a stint of about 27 days in a row that we went to the hospital. 27 days in a row. Visiting different people. And you know what's funny? I'm excited that that's not going to happen in heaven. I'm excited that Brother Edwards isn't going to go through a diabetic coma because of his Krispy Kreme problem. I'm excited that that's not going to happen in heaven. I'm excited that Krispy Kremes will be just fine in heaven. Oh, he's not going to take away Krispy Kreme. Are you kidding me? Krispy Kremes are probably going to be in heaven along with Reese Cups. Say what you want to. Reese Cups are going to be there. Glory to God. Like 25 of them. Never a stomach ache. Oh, man, that's going to be good. I'm so excited there's going to be no heart problems in heaven. I'm so excited there's not going to be any getting older in heaven. I'm so excited there's not going to be any problems with your joint pain. I'm so excited there's not going to be any getting up in the morning with the flu. I'm so excited that you're not going to need the commode to throw up in. I'm so excited that you're not going to have any shots that have to take care of your insulin because there just won't be any diabetes. I'm so excited that you won't have foot pain. I'm so excited that arthritis is left right behind down here. I'm so excited that no matter the things you go through when you're getting older are not going to be experienced when you get to heaven because it's a perfect, sinless, wonderful place where there's no more sorrow, no more tears, no more suffering, and no more pain. Glory to God. Now, you may not believe that now, but when you get to heaven, I'm going to come knocking on your mansion's door. I'm going to say, let's go for a jog. You old people. I'm getting closer. I shouldn't say that anymore. I'm so thankful that when we get to heaven, there won't be any shoulder surgeries. Amen. I'm so thankful when we get to heaven, there's not going to be any issues with your lungs not being able to take breaths like Jimmy's. I'm so excited there's not going to be a funeral home there. Amen. I'm so excited that there's not going to be any broken backs, any vertebrae with spurs on them in the back of your neck. I'm so thankful that there's not going to be mental anguish. We've got 50% of our population on some sort of antidepressant today. Why? This world's tough to deal with, Jack. I'm so thankful that we won't have to worry about health insurance. I'm so thankful we won't have to worry about being able to provide a dentist for your child. There won't be a dentist in heaven anyways. That was a joke. I'm so thankful that we won't have to worry about co-pays. I saw a lady at the doctor that I went to. Her copay went up. And it was only from $10 to $25. But this lady didn't have $25. She had $10. They didn't tell her. You know what the doctor did? Told them to come back when they got $25. That little lady needed something from the doctor that day. She wasn't there just to say hello. But we live in a world today where the compassion's gone. We live in a world today where everything is about the money. I'm so thankful that we won't have votes in heaven about a universal health care because we'll all be healthy. I'm so thankful that God's prepared a place like that. Can you imagine the cares and the worries that are on our minds every single day? The heartache that preachers get to see. The heartaches that, and you don't know everybody's heartaches in here, but my preacher does. The burdens that he bears trying to carry all of our cares on his back. And I know that's his job. And I know, I say, well, that's his job. Boy, that's not a very fun one. Because he really does weep for you. He really does have his soul hurt for you. I'm so thankful in heaven none of that's going to be around. I'm so thankful in heaven that it's going to be a perfect place where the ache and the pain and the sorrow of this old sin-cursed world is gone. Where we don't have to worry about mamas making it to church. We don't have to worry about saying goodbye to grandpa. Oh, he's shouting right now, by the way. He still hasn't gotten through all his jokes, though. He hasn't been in heaven near long enough. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that I'm going to get to trade goodbyes for hellos. Yeah, I'm sure that some of us have loved ones that are there already. You know what's funny? You're never going to have to say goodbye again. You can say hello all the time. I'm so thankful that we're going to trade being weary for never being weary again. We're going to trade sleeplessness. I know a lot of you that have trouble sleeping, except in church. Ed Brotherton gets 8 hours of sleep every Sunday. I don't know how you go to sleep Sunday night, brother. I really don't. I'm so thankful that our bodies will never be weary again. I'm so thankful that we'll never feel this old flesh that does things, and it's just tired, and it's just achy, and it's just itchy, and no poison ivy in heaven, glory to God. No psoriasis in heaven, glory to God. None of that worry, none of that care. All we have to do is just be there, and Jesus Christ will come around, and we can just say glory to God all the time. That'll be our job. Woohoo! What a great time that'll be. Not worried about going out in the morning in this kind of weather and hearing your car go. Maybe a woo. As the engine cries back to you, yeah, right. Brother Jim Samodell will never have to crawl under another car in heaven. Was that an amen I heard, Brother Jim? I'm so thankful that God has prepared a place for us, taking this world away. Look at what you're trading for a mansion. I'm so thankful that we're going to be trading our bills for thrills. How many of you have bills in here? I'm so thankful I'm going to be trading in my house payment. That's going to be great. I'm so thankful I'm trading war for peace. I'm so thankful I'm trading mocking for worship. I'm so thankful I'm trading faith for sight. This Jesus that we have faith in, this Christ that we love, one day we'll get to say, hello, Lord. Face to face. And I know at first I'm going to be crying because of the rotten life I led down here, but then I got to thinking, will I really? Because I'm not sure that he won't take that all away from me. I'm not sure that, I don't know what I'm going to do. I really don't. I mean, do you know what you're going to do? Have you thought that out? When you meet the Savior, what you're going to do? Have you thought about that? What a meeting that'll be as he stretches out maybe to give you a hug. I don't know how he's going to do it. I really don't. It's going to be great to find out though. Can you imagine him stretching out his nail-wounded hands to you, suffering that for you? Could you imagine getting to talk to him and trading your questions for answers? Amen. Getting to see Melinda Lamb. I don't know if you remember her. The Lord took her. You never knew. Getting to see people that you haven't seen for a long time, having your faith become sight. Jesus, why did you die for me? Oh, you've asked him that in prayer. Come on now. You've asked him that in prayer. How about trading your prayer for in person? Amen. And having him say, Lizzie, because you were worth it. Amen. I bet you'll shout then. Yeah. You may stay silent in your pew today. Oh, you'll be shouting then. Yep. You'll be shouting as he says, I loved you, my redeemed. That's why I died for you. I knew who you were going to be and I still came. I knew your heart was going to condemn you. That's why I'm greater. I knew you were going to feel guilty. That's why I gave you perfect, perfect pardon. I knew that you were going to need a way. That's why I came. I knew you were going to need blood. That's why I shed mine. I knew you were going to need a perfect sacrifice. That's why I died. I knew you were going to need to know about me. That's why I gave you my perfect word. I knew you were going to need these things. That's why I am who I am. I did that all for you. I did that all because I loved you. I did that all because I care for you. And I'm going to be honest with you. When you see Jesus Christ, you're going to say, thank God I got to trade this for that. Woo-hoo! I'm so thankful that I get to trade death for life. And this is my last one. I didn't go through all of them. I'm just going to hit this quickly and then I'm so thankful we're going to trade time clocks for eternity. I'm so thankful that we're going to trade it's time to go than getting rid of time. I'm so thankful we're never going to see a clock in heaven. We're never going to see darkness in heaven. We're never going to have to worry about any of that again. We let these cares of this world tear our lives up. Christian, you've got something wonderful waiting for you. And if you don't know the Lord as your Savior today, then you have a trade to make. This has been afforded to us, not because we deserve it. Any of the things I've talked about today, we don't deserve, but they're awfully good trades, don't you think? Don't you think it's awfully great that we get to trade meatloaf for filet mignon? I covered that in sin, in the first part, sin. Sin makes meatloaf. Visitors are going to go home. Mom, you made meatloaf, you sinner. We're going to get to trade salmonella for the greatest barbecue chef in the world. We're going to get to trade fast food for food anytime you want. There's no Subway in heaven, son. Get out of here. It's a sandwich. Lord, I'm not going to serve you a sandwich. Take him out for a steak, man. Let's show him what it is. But listen to me. All of that pales in comparison to the greatest trade you ever made. All of that pales in comparison because the only trade that you have is trading death for life. The day that you decided in your heart that you were going to accept the Lord as your Savior is the day that you made the greatest trade you've ever made in your entire life. You had nothing to trade, by the way. You really didn't. You had nothing to offer for this trade. We had no reason to take it. We had no reason to do those things. We're evil people. We're sinful people. No reason that God would do that for us. But I'm going to be honest with you. He still did. And he expects you and hopes you and wants you to accept him and make that trade of eternal death in hell for eternal life with us in heaven. That's a pretty good trade. What's amazing to me is that there's still people willing to trade hell for heaven. There's still people willing to mock God and say, you know what, I don't believe heaven is real. There's no unbelievers in hell, brother. And I've got to be honest with you. If you decide not to take Jesus as your Savior, you just made the worst trade of your life. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That affords you to the rest of the trading, that one trade. It's like you made that one trade and all these other trades came with it. And all you offered was a sinner. It's all you offered was you, and God said, you know what, I'll take that trade. And to make that trade worthwhile, I'll go down to earth. And while I'm on earth, I'll go ahead and suffer the worst punishment, the worst death that man has ever seen. And after I'm done suffering, I'm going to go to the cross and die for you, shedding my blood for you. And when I'm done doing that, I'm going to go prepare a place for you. Giving you a trade of death for all the other things that he has given us. It's wonderful to talk about the things that heaven's going to be. But it's terrifying to talk about the things that hell is. Hell hath enlarged herself. Hell is still burning just as hot as ever. And that man, that rich man that went there, the one that desired that dirty beggar's finger to just touch his tongue with one drop of cool water because he was suffering in flames. And he wasn't suffering in just, oh, I'm just in hell. It's really not hot. It was really hot. It was really burning. He was really in torment. And he begged that, please. He couldn't do it because he was in hell forever because he didn't make that trade. Lost one? Don't wait. Don't wait to make that trade. Make it today. Confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. Don't wait. Well, it's just because you're a Baptist you're talking like that. No, it's because the Bible says it. That's why I'm talking like that. The heaven's not just going to be filled with Baptists, my friend. Heaven's going to be filled with the saved, with the redeemed. I'm so thankful. You say, well, how in the world do I get to heaven? It is so simple. You just confess with your mouth. Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. There's no person in here that's not a sinner. Me included, preacher included, the Pope included. They're all sinners. The only thing that makes you different is if you accept Christ as your Savior, then become redeemed, but still a sinner. There's nobody that deserves it. Nobody that merits it. Nobody. But Jesus made us all worthy because he loves us. He loves you so much that he's offering a trade. To you right now, he's offering you a trade. Will you take my heaven, my love, my prepared place, my sinlessness? Will you take that? Or will you stay in your sin and go to hell forever? To me, that just doesn't sound like much of a decision. To me, it sounds like I want to make that trade. I don't want to go to hell. Look what we're trading for a mansion. Look who will be there to greet you when you step in God's sweet paradise. I'll be leaving behind all my sorrow. I'll be leaving behind all my care. For I've traded it all for a mansion that Jesus has gone to prepare. Make that trade and make it today. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you. I thank you for giving us so much that we do not deserve. I thank you for offering us this trade of your life for ours, the trade of your death for our life. And Lord, I gotta believe that we're willing, Lord, to trade today. Lord, please prick the hearts of the one that never accepted you as Savior. Lord, please let them accept you as Savior today. Salvation is never dealt, Lord. You've always taught us that it's never dealt with who you are, who you were, or who you're going to be, or who you're doing, or what you're doing right now. None of that matters. All that matters is, are we willing to make that trade? Are we willing to say, Lord, I want you in my heart? And Lord, you've always taught us in your scripture that you're always ready to come in. Lord, be with us today. Help us to get through this old world. I don't believe it's going to be much longer. But Lord, no matter how long it is, I'm willing to trade a life of service for you for a life of not serving you. Because the few years that I'm going to serve you here is not worthy to be compared to what I'm going to see and get and enjoy in an eternity with you. Lord, help us today. I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand, please. With every head bowed and every eye closed, no one looking around. No one looking around. How many can say with an uplifted hand, I know dead level sure that when I die, I've made that trade. I'm going to heaven when I die. You're 100% sure. Put your hands up real big and tall. There was a time in your life when you accepted the Lord as your Savior. You can take me back to the place. You know where that was. You have a heaven awaiting you. You may put your hands down. Nearly everybody raised your hands in here, and I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful we're all going to get to spend eternity together. I'm so thankful for that. I believe Bethel's going to be real ornery. We might have our own spot in heaven, the land of Goshen. So thankful for that. But some of you in here may not have made that trade, but you sure would like to, and I sure would like you to. So with your hand raised, I won't come to you, I won't embarrass you. I just want to pray for you. Could you put your hand up as a testimony? You know what, preacher, I'm not saved. I don't know for sure I'm going to go to heaven when I die, and I sure would like to know. Put your hand up real big and tall. I see that hand in the back. I see that hand. You may put it down. Is there anyone else? Would there be another that you're just not sure? The Bible said, he that the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. And he wrote these things that we may know, K-N-O-W, that we have eternal life. And this life is in his Son. We can know. And I desperately want you to know today. Dear Jesus, I pray so much for the one that raised his hand. Lord, please let him come forward during the invitation and get it settled. Lord, you desired to save everybody. You didn't just die for a few people. You died for everybody. Lord, please let us make that trade today. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Mark, lead us in a song. If you raised your hand and you want to be saved, please come forward. We'll deal with you. I'll send somebody to deal with you. And you can get saved today. You can make it settled today. Go ahead and sing, Brother Mark.